Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are restarting your day in a positive way, and we've got a full studio here, and I am excited. I do want to remind you that I hope that you listen to my 6 to 7 show, and we've got lots to talk about there. So every Saturday from 6 to 7, I have my morning show, and again, my 2 o'clock show. And you can find all of my past shows, and if you have to run out in the middle of this show, you can all hear all my shows on my website, KimPaganoShow.com. Also, Facebook, Kim Pagano Show. Like us. You are entered to win all these great prizes that we are always giving away on our show, and also it's all downloaded on iTunes. So I'm really excited for you to be here again here on AM 1590 KVTA. I do want to introduce everybody. We got Spence in the studio with us. How you doing, Spence?
Everything's good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. And gosh, we've got Cheryl here. How are you doing?
Hi, guys.
All right. She's helping us. She's part of our team now. I'm really excited to have her. And we have Christine Smith from Deerdorf Farms.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. And she is bringing us, of course, our vegetables and our garden and all the organic stuff from Deerdorf. So I'm excited to see what we've got. What I thought was a great idea, we've actually got Daisy Mastroianni. Did I say that right?
Mastroianni.
Mastroianni. It is. I know. Even being Pagano, I think I should be able to get it. But anyways, from Caesar's Catering. And she is one of the chefs there, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Thank
you. So we're going to be talking a little bit about food and healthy. And I'm so excited. We have Frances Starr here. And she is a wellness coach and educator from Core Elements Wellness. And you've been on my show several times. And but you've got some really new things coming up. And I'm really excited to be a part of it.
And I'm really happy to be here, Kim.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we, again, have a great show. We're going to be talking about really healthy eating and really preparing your food. And just really, we're into the holidays. We've all probably gone to, like, amazing holiday parties, right? And sometimes we don't always make the right choice, but you know what? It's all about starting your day again and, you know, turning your day around. So, and also our age kind of comes into a factor, right?
Yes,
Cheryl, we were, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a part of that you do want to invest. So many of us invest in our homes, invest in our cars, all that stuff. We need to invest in our life and our body.
Absolutely. This is Frances. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, so let's start off with Christine Smith. I do want to give our phone number here. If you have any questions or you want to know about any of my guests or you want to order your own box, which is every other week, right?
It is every other week. So we had a box this week and you'll get a next one during Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're still doing boxes during Christmas week.
I have to tell you, Cheryl, you joined too, right?
I subscribe. Yeah. Yes, I love it. I've lost a couple of pounds in just the past 4 weeks that I've been participating. So I'm excited. I'm learning new recipes. I'm excited about cooking again.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Good.
Yeah, I am too. And I have to tell you, it's just an excuse to try something that, you know, like, okay, we're going to talk about fennel and I'm really excited because that's not something I would go to the store and just buy. But yet now that we've got Daisy and Frances and Christine here, Cheryl and I will actually be able to figure out some really great recipes. So I do want to give out our number here, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And you know what we'll do is we'll put some stuff on our Facebook too, so that if you tune in there that you can hear it. Also, If for some reason you're a listener out there and you don't have a Facebook, you can always email me, which I've gotten a lot of emails, at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpagano.com, and you can always ask me questions there. I do have some giveaways today, and Bank of Books is one of my sponsors, and we have a $20 gift certificate and also two tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes, and we've got some soup plantation giveaways. So we got lots of stuff to give away, and we're going to also be talking about some cooking lessons, right?
We do, yeah. There's some exciting upcoming events that we're joining with Seasons Catering, yeah. So we'll talk about that,
yeah,
too.
We got a lot to talk about. So anyways, I'm so glad that you are here starting your day and starting your day in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show. We talk about the brighter side of the 805. So let's welcome Christine Smith from Deerdorf Farms. Christine, what do we got going on?
So this week there's some kind of interesting items. We have our celeries back again. We're a couple weeks into, well, probably about a month into celery season now. So we have our celery hearts. We had our red cabbage this week. That was a new one. Some collard greens. Those were new. Red leaf lettuce you've seen before. Some lacinato or black kale. We've seen that too. And our other items that we added in from other local growers were some fennel, kiwi, tangerines, and avocados. So those were from Elwood Canyon Farms in Goleta and Mud Creek Ranch in Santa Paula.
So for anybody that's just tuning in for the first time and they haven't heard anything about your boxes, could you tell us a little bit about, one, about your membership and where they all come from and what you're, you know, why you're passionate about this?
So, I'm from Deerdorf Family Farm, so we're a fourth-generation grower here in Ventura County, and we recently started this Fresh Picks program, basically a subscription to a twice-a-month box of the fresh organic veggies that we grow here in Ventura County. And so every other week, you'll see a variety of about 10 to 12 different vegetables and a couple fruits in there as well. So you get to taste what we're harvesting that week, and that can change from week to week, but you'll also see some similar items. So you're really getting to experience some new things, and there's different pickup spots around town where we deliver the boxes.
So what are the pickup spots?
The Oxnard Whole Foods at the Collection is one of our pickup locations. You can pick up at our facility. Our Deerdorf facility is in Oxnard off of Lombard Street. There's a couple in Camarillo, the gym, Be Real Fitness, and the Camarillo Flower Shop. And we also deliver directly some private drop-off locations for some elementary schools and intermediate schools. So Harrington Elementary in Oxnard and Monte Vista Intermediate in Camarillo.
So, Christine, how did you get involved in this? And tell us, kind of the growth behind it.
Well, we started planning this back in March. I think it was something the Deerdorf's always wanted to do, be able to offer the produce that we grow directly from the fields straight to the people. So there's really no middleman except us packing it, if you can even count that. But so we started planning this back in March and came up with the name Fresh Picks. It's what we're picking that week, and we pick it for you, and it's fresh, it's local, it's all certified organic. And after about 4 months of planning, we launched end of August, and we've got some good traction going, some good loyal customers that have been with us since the beginning. And
are you getting, you get obviously just from right here, what kind of responses are you getting?
It's all been positive.
Yeah.
It's as fresh as it can be. It's been picked within just a couple days before the customers get it, so you really can't get anything fresher than that, even sometimes from the grocery stores. And we pick it, we cool it in our coolers, and it's cooled until the customer gets it. So it's not sitting anywhere except at the pickup locations. So if you get it within, a couple hours, you'll have the freshest produce you can get. So
I know. Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I mean, we all say if we go to the farmers markets, right, is that is what we're getting, right? And so they say to eat what's in season. Is that something, Frances and Daisy, that you recommend? I mean, you cook, and is that what you do? You use mostly fresh in season?
Well, yes. Our name Seasons Catering comes from
there you go. I like that. That's okay.
We love the idea of eating seasonally, and even keeping it local makes it even better. I've heard so many people who have been turned off by produce growing up because they either ate things that were overcooked or they had canned vegetables, and they don't really see the beauty and the deliciousness of something that is fresh from the ground. There's absolutely nothing like getting a piece of fresh produce. The flavor speaks for itself, and you don't have to do much to it. It doesn't take a lot of preparation. It doesn't take lots of cooking because the flavor is so strong just by itself. And that's what we love about these boxes. If anybody ever watches the program Chopped, it's a little bit like getting your Chopped box every 2 weeks. There's interesting new things in there that not everybody is used to. And even walking through a farmer's market, you might see something but not be apt to purchase it because you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But when you have it in your box, it encourages you to try something new. You have it there in front of you. So what can I do with red cabbage? I've only always seen red cabbage boiled down. So how can I take that and turn it into something delicious? So these produce boxes, you know, especially living in Ventura County where you are surrounded by beautiful produce year-round. There's just no reason not to try it.
I love it. How do we get membership?
Yeah, so you can go to deerdorffamilyfarms.com/FP, or you can email me, freshpicks@deerdorffamilyfarms.com, or call me at 805-200-5216. And you just sign up. You get your own account where you can control your boxes, your pickup location. You can put your box on hold. So really, it's your own personal account for your own personal fresh produce box that you can control basically every aspect of it except what you're getting in the box.
Yeah, there you go. But, and now, you know, one of the things a lot of people think, oh, it's way too much for me. I'm only like maybe a single family, or it's just my husband and I. But you can actually, I mean, you can share boxes, right? Do you have a lot of people that share them?
We have a few customers that have, yeah, with another coworker or a neighbor. But you know, many people, these boxes wouldn't even be enough for 1 week, you know, depending what you eat.
And one thing that I will say, having worked with other growers around, is the Deerdorf box is very manageable. Mm-hmm. I have seen other boxes that are enormous, mm-hmm. and it seems daunting and overwhelming to say, what am I going to do with 6 bulbs of fennel?
Yeah.
And the Deerdorf box is manageable. I believe they've done a really good job paring it down so that it doesn't feel like you're going to waste the produce or something like that.
Right, and the idea of eating a variety, so, you know, to just have fennel, but to have, you know, like I saw the box that you've got now, you've got some fennel, you've got some cabbage. When you have that rainbow of vegetables, your body is just, it's just got so many different nutrients, and it's so healthful to eat in that way. But again, yeah, having that variety, that rainbow, your body just, and in season, you just can't beat the nutrients that you're going to get from that.
I love that, Frances. We use that at my dinner table every night.
The rainbow?
Yeah, I have 4 children.
Oh,
and
I do too. Okay, yeah.
And it's wonderful. They love it as small kids to say, what's the rainbow we're eating tonight?
Oh, that's cool.
What's the rainbow that we've eaten today? And so I love that you brought that up because it's true. You open that box from Deerdorf and you see the rainbow in front of you.
That's so great that you bring that into your family. I mean, kids need to learn about food again. You know, there's so much packaged food. There's so much processed food. And when you just start making the bulk of your diet, and I hate to even say the word diet, but the bulk of what you eat, whole food and most of it vegetables, you know, the energy, you're going to just increase your energy. You're going to improve your digestive system.
Did you just see Bob Barker had his birthday? And he's 90 years old, right? And he's a vegetarian.
Oh.
And he said that that's what he really holds his accountability to, of feeling so good, just eating all those great vegetables. Yeah. You know, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to continue this talk. And I'm so glad that you are here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Christine Smith from Deerdorf. We've got Frances Starr. We've got Cheryl Johns. And I'm going to get this right, Daisy Mastorani. Did I get it? Okay. Oh God. Go ahead. Say it for me.
Mastroianni.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was pretty close. There you go. All right. Anyways, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to find out some really great recipes and how we can prepare this. And then also, we're going to talk to Francis about recipes for our life. So I'm really excited. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. What I'm going to do right now is give away a set of ice skating tickets over to the Westlake Promenade over there. And so I will take caller number 7 at 805-419-0008. Caller number 7.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all your calls. And again, the phone number here is 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your phone number, and we will get back with you and let you know if you are one of our winners. But we do have lots to give away here, and So let's move over to our next guest, Daisy, and she is one of the chefs from Seasons Catering. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Okay. Seasons Catering actually has been around for 13 years. The owner is Gabrielle Mose, and she was born and raised, locally grown, that's what we like to say. She and I, locally grown Ventura people, and have known each other for a long time. Gabrielle went to culinary school and was trained in that culinary, the very traditional French style of cooking, but her real passion is the farm to table.
You know, now, and I just want to stop you there. So traditional.
Yes.
Okay, let's see how our lives, and Francis, you could probably help me with this too, is traditional is kind of very heavy eating,
yes,
right?
Lots
of creams, lots of, right? And now the farm to, what did you call it?
Farm to table.
That's so new and up and coming. And yet it's kind of a full circle in a sense because it's kind of back to the farming days.
Absolutely, it is. And the wonderful thing about this farm to table concept is it is so easy to do in California and Southern California. It's not so easy to do if you live in Wisconsin, unfortunately, just because the produce is not available year round. But like I said earlier, you're just surrounded by a wealth of beautiful food year round here in this county. So that is our favorite way of cooking. Seasons is the name.
I love it. Yeah.
Seasonally cooking. And really, the food speaks for itself. I was a teacher with a passion for cooking and
Where were you a teacher at?
I taught in Oak Park. I was a high school teacher. And then lived, and then have lived overseas as well in some different countries, and learning their food styles and their culture. And it really, so many different countries really just stick to that. Where does the flavor come from? The flavor comes from the produce. There's not much you need to do to it to make it delicious. So after living in Italy, I came back and Gabrielle said, hey, why don't you start teaching cooking classes with me? And so that's when I started with Seasons about 6 years ago. And the cooking classes, we just love. And we have a great response from them. And
when you say cooking classes, and I know we're going to start doing some things with that, but what do you cook? What do you teach?
You know, we teach everything. We have classes that we teach strictly Thai food. We have classes that we call Back to Basics. I taught a series that was called Quick School Night Dinners because, like I mentioned, I've got the four kids, and it doesn't even have to be a school night. It can be a work night. But how do you make that healthy meal without opening a can of something?
Daisy, how old are your kids?
My kids range from 7 to 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So you still have, hopefully, family dinners, right?
Oh, yeah, we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I have all teens. And so I, you know, like last night I had some salmon and then a little piece of salmon and then tons of vegetables from Deerdorf. And, you know, I have one of my sons who is into sports, and he does a bunch of marathons. So he's very conscientious. Mm-hmm. What are we having, Mom? I go, all vegetables and a little. Okay, I'll eat.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you, a proud moment as a mother for me was my son, when he was younger, he was probably 3, and it was his turn at preschool for snack. And I said, okay, what do you want to take for snack? And he wanted to take halibut and green beans. And I thought, okay, that's great. I'm not sure that the other 3-year-olds would like that. But, you know, again, just back to, if you create food that lets the flavor speak for itself, even kids can enjoy it. And you can even bring these beautiful boxes into the home and let the kids look at it. And my daughter, who's 15, she loves Pinterest. And she goes on Pinterest and she finds recipes for things like black kale or red cabbage.
So let me ask you, and that's a perfect, let's start there. What is black kale compared to regular kale? Because I've got this beautiful plant also at home. But then I get the kale from your box, and it's totally different. And so I would love to find out, what are they, different nutrients, and how do you cook it differently?
Okay, I don't cook. I think of all of your leafy greens can really be interchangeable. Kale is a lot sturdier than, say, a spinach for a leafy dark green. And any of you, please, you know,
well, in
hop
terms
in
of
too.
This is Frances. In terms of nutrients, I'm not sure, in all honesty, from one, you know, kale type to another. But, you know, if you're going to make kale chips, you may want to use the curly kale or the dinosaur kale.
Yes.
And, you know,
it's a little, they are a little sturdier. A black kale has a little bit stronger flavor, if that's a better way to say it. I don't know of a different way to say that, but I do think of a kale as a sturdier, a heartier green.
Yeah.
And so what would you use black kale for? I mean, do you make that as a salad?
We use it as a salad. One of our favorite salads that we like to do, and we do this in our catering company, and I do it at home all the time, is we take Brussels sprouts and kale, and we run them through the food processor, shave them down really thin, and just add a light lemon vinaigrette. And sometimes we'll add a nut to it, but it's just so crunchy and fresh, you don't need to add much to it, just that lemony.
Isn't that amazing when you could just add some lemon, or I might even add a little apple to that just to balance it with some sweetness
or
something.
Fennel.
Or fennel. There you go. We were just talking about fennel before the show. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
So let's move on to fennel. Okay.
Okay. Let me say one more thing about the kale, because the kale and the collard, also something that people don't necessarily think of, is if you wilt that down,
I'm so glad you brought that up.
You can, and when I say wilt that down, I mean put it in a saute pan with your oil of choice, like an olive oil, a coconut oil, something like that. And it shrinks in size, and we put that in enchiladas.
You know what? I'm looking on the internet right now, and actually they say that you can use it with black beans and rice. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's more of a, is it more of a stronger, would you say?
Yeah, it is definitely. Kale, collards, those are your heartier greens.
So can I chime in here?
Yeah, please do.
So for the collards, which is also in this week's mm-hmm. basket, right? What we do, because we don't do bread in our home, so just for health reasons, we have some gluten issues in our home. So we do wraps, and lettuce mm-hmm. wraps are really hard to stay together. So you just kind of cut the rib. There you go. You cut the rib out of the collard green, and I just for 10 seconds, less than that, in boiling water. I know some people steam it. Just kind of you've got that middle cut down, and just drop it in the water for a couple seconds. Take it out, and now you have this perfectly wilted, ready to roll up collard, and you can wrap. You make a chicken salad, or all kinds of wonder. Anything you would normally do a wrap, but you have a new vehicle.
Yeah. Right, and it doesn't fall apart like a lettuce falls apart. Because some of those lettuces are so tender.
Yeah, they just break.
Now, one of the other things, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are chatting with us right now. We got all these chatty women in here. We're talking about food, we're talking about health, and we're talking about feeding our bodies. I mean, really, that's what it's all about. I love, Frances, that you don't even have bread in your house.
No, we don't have any. And my
daughter's fine. How long has that been?
It's been since my daughter was diagnosed with some digestive issues. And so we just don't. And not that we don't sometimes enjoy it when we're out and about, but it's just not a staple. And it's not even a problem.
Your husband doesn't miss it?
No, not at all.
That's good. That's very good. Well, now you guys both talked about kale chips. And how do you make those? Any ideas?
You don't make kale chips?
Oh, no, we make kale chips.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you make them. I know, let's see, when I have made them, I just kind of tear the pieces and massage some olive oil, salt and pepper, and put them in the oven for 5 minutes on a really high setting, or I know some people who are more into kind of a little more of the dehydration, and they'll do it for a longer period of time, like 45, like
300.
40, like, or 200, like something really small, people who are more raw foodies. But I know there's some recipes out there that I have tried in the past, and maybe you can speak to them, where you can use like nutritional yeast and things like that to get that cheesy flavor. And if you're dairy sensitive, you don't have the dairy.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You can really take them and spice them however you want also. We do the kind that we do in olive oil and then roast them at a high heat. High heat being 425, anything above 400 degrees is your high heat. And just long enough so that, they start to get crisp. They do crisp up after you've pulled them out of the oven, too. So I know that there have been people who have said, I put them in for 15 minutes and they still weren't crisp and then they burned. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because they do, as they cool, they tend to crisp.
But I have a question. When I pull mine out, though, after a while, they lose their crispness.
Pop them back in the oven before you eat them again. Just pop them right back in the oven again.
They're tough to eat that way. When they're crisp, they're so fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm looking on the internet right now, and there's sweet and sour, or like sweet and spicy.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Right as soon as you pull them out of the oven, go ahead and spice them with what you want. I like chipotle, chili on mine, salt, pepper, anything that tickles your fancy. So the sweet and spicy ones that you're talking about, they probably put a dusting of sugar and then maybe a chili powder of some sort. But anything that really speaks to what your palate is, you can make the Mexican flavor by going a cumin and a chili. You can do an Asian flavor by doing something like an Chinese five spice on it with a little bit of salt. So, anything, they're just a vehicle for flavor.
A vehicle for flavor. I love that.
Yeah, that's really. And, I do want to ask you a question. Daisy, again, she's here from Seasons Catering. I love that Seasons. Now I'm like totally connected. Okay. I didn't get that. I don't know why. But what spices are your go-to spices? I think that a lot of people, that's where they fall short But yet it could change so many meals and so many. I love that sweet and spicy. And I've been seeing a lot of that come out now, more of, you know, using both of those together.
Mm-hmm. Well, personally, my favorite spice is just salt.
Okay, kosher salt.
Again, exactly. Yeah. We use a kosher salt just because I keep saying it, and it's just that what you allow the flavors to speak for themselves. Mm. And something like fennel, for instance, we started to talk about that. It can take on different flavors based on how you prepare it. But just the littlest bit of salt is really what a lot of this produce needs. If you want to change the flavor of it, like say you're going to do an enchilada, you know, those are your Mexican flavors, your cumin, your oregano, your chili. Your Asian flavors are ginger and the Chinese five spice with cinnamon and that sort of thing. It depends what your flavor palette is, what you like. Garlic is always a good one, too.
So fennel, and it's not something that I use a lot or even buy a lot. Christine, do you? I mean,
is my first experience with fennel in these boxes. So yeah. I'm learning things myself.
How about you, Frances?
Our family loves fennel.
Really?
Yeah, we roast it, and my favorite is salt and tarragon. Put tarragon on fennel, and you can make soups with it. With, you know, tarragon leek. If you've got some chicken stock in your house and some vegetables, you can
make anything. Yeah, Daisy, is this something that you prepare a lot?
Yeah, we do use fennel a lot, especially in the season. It's just got so much more flavor. For people who don't know, fennel is, you'll actually see it growing wild all over Ventura. It's related to the licorice plant. And so the bulb, when you eat it raw, is very licorice. The flavor is very, very heavy in licorice.
And it's part of the parsley plant too, right?
Yeah. So it's, but it is a thick, thick bulb, not unlike the texture of celery. And it's very, very tangy black licorice flavor. When I first had it, I'm not a black licorice fan, and so I didn't really like it. When I lived in Italy, they use fennel all the time, and I had it roasted. And it changed the flavor so much that I absolutely adore it now. Mm. It just mellows the flavor out, and it makes it so, so sweet.
What is a recipe that you would use it in, fennel?
My favorite recipe for fennel is just simply roasted.
Okay, so we're looking at a really simple show here.
I know.
You know, another
thing that I like to do with it is in the summer, or I don't know, maybe it's not in season. I shouldn't be eating in the summer, but I do. But I use a mandolin and shave it raw. So it's super, super thin, and put some avocado, maybe a honey lemon kind of dressing, and some grapefruit. Grapefruit.
I think I gave Christine this recipe earlier in the week for a fennel salad, mm-hmm. and a really wonderful wintertime fennel salad. And actually, you'll find every single one of these items in your box this week is a tangerine or some kind of citrus, like you were saying, an avocado, a shaved fennel. And when you're going to eat it, if you're not a huge fan of fennel, I mean, my kids will take big chunks of it and eat it raw. But to shave it very, very thin, you'll still get that mild texture. But fennel and the avocado and the citrus with a very light vinaigrette is wonderful. It's great with apples. If you want to toss it into a salad or, like Frances said, put it in a soup with potatoes and carrots and other vegetables like that, too.
Oh, so I love it. I can make my salad, that my summer salad I like now. With the Deerdorf box.
Yes, you can.
There you go. Well, ladies, this is so much fun. And, of course, Tom, I'm sure that he's like a hell. He does. Do you still do your shakes?
Yes, I get the shakes. I do juice.
Yeah, I meant juicing.
Juice
yeah.
enough. But shakes, too, because we have the Vitamix blender, which can take down a eucalyptus and make you a nice shake. It's the best blender ever.
I'm telling you, we got
and
it,
And we juice
too.
A little
yeah,
bit, too.
Yeah, I love that. So, anyways, we're going to take another really quick break, and what I would love to do is take a caller for Bank of Books, and they've got three locations, Ventura, Oxnard, and Malibu. And You can visit them. They're a great thing for the holidays. Go and give a book for somebody that loves to read. So we're going to take caller number 5, $20 gift certificate, caller 25, at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
What if I told you it was all meant to be? Would you believe me? Would you agree?
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show. We got Christine, we got Daisy, we got Cheryl, we got Spence here, and we have Francis. And we're going to kind of wrap up a little bit more with Daisy from Seasons Catering. And I know that you guys are going to be starting some classes, right, and some probably some new ones, I mean, because you continue to do them now.
Right.
But tell us a little bit about what we're going to be talking about with that.
So we are very excited to partner with Deerdorf Farms and do these monthly cooking classes. Like I was saying, it's almost as if you're on the show Chopped, where you open your box and so many people have no idea what to do with what's in them. So, you know, produce doesn't change that much within a month. And so doing them once a month is really, it'll hit most of your produce that you'll get. But we are going to do these monthly cooking classes with one of their boxes. Now, you don't have to be a member of their CSA to do these, but we would love for you to eventually be exposed to them, and the idea of actually joining is great. But we're going to take a Deerdorf box, open it up, and give people ideas of what to do, and not just give them the ideas, but have them come into the class and learn the techniques. How do you de-rib a piece of kale or a collard green? What does that mean? What does it mean when we're talking about roasting things? How do we make those collard green enchiladas? What is it? You know, so coming in and having that hands-on experience is great. And our classes are about 2 hours long. You get dinner because you eat everything that you prepare.
I love those kind of classes.
I know.
Why didn't they have that in school where we just said people would eat? I think people would learn more.
And a glass of wine.
Ooh, okay. Now you're talking.
So
all right.
Come in and see what's in the CSA box. Christine's going to have some there for people to purchase if they want. We'll have some, and then to be able to join the CSA group and just to really learn about what that is and how to eat locally, how to eat seasonally, and to really, you know, do
invest
your body good.
In your life, right?
Exactly.
Well, moving right along, and thank you so much for being here. I mean, I'm really excited. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, January 21st.
Yes, okay. Thank
you. And you can contact
Christine.
Daisy over at Seasons. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And the classes are $25, and they're held in our Seasons Catering Kitchen, which is down on Palma Drive in Ventura.
Okay.
So
Thanks
for the reminder.
Yeah. All right. Well, Frances Starr, you have made a full, complete different change in your life, huh?
Yes.
I'm really excited. So you have a Core Elements Wellness. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and who you are.
Okay, well, I am a wellness coach and educator, and basically I help people who are struggling with food cravings, low energy, having problems sleeping, weight management, and digestive issues.
So is there anybody else left? You know, I'm serious, because you get to this point in your life where, you know, I even noticed my husband not being able to sleep very much, and, you know, where you're either your brain doesn't turn off, or you're maybe having hot flashes, or maybe you're just, you know, I mean, it's hard to kind of start going through those different transitions. Right. Christine, you're too young to even know.
So people, and actually digestive issues and some of those things I've mentioned can be happening with people when they're quite young.
You were saying your daughter.
Daughter, and I know of other young people who, when those things aren't treated, I mean, this my daughter was having MRIs because she was having headaches, and they just didn't know what it was, and the headaches were severe. It turns out she had a food allergy. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I love
working. What was she allergic to?
Dairy.
Really?
When we took dairy and eggs out of
her diet.
So
now you don't have bread or dairy?
No, and we survive, and we thrive, and we love it, and we eat well. We eat good. We did have some fantastic chili beans, meat and chili beans last night, and she was missing her sour cream. And every now and then I'll treat with a really quality cultured sour cream, because it doesn't seem to affect her as, you know, just some generic. But anyway, so that's what I do. I like to help people who identify those things, the things that are that they might be sensitive to, and learn how to eat in a different way. And we can do that through elimination diets. I do food sensitivity testing as well, because once you see it on paper, you know, you really have something to work with. And it's amazing when you learn how to eat right for your body, the kinds of results that you can see in your life. So, you know, I don't advocate any particular type of diet. I've studied over 100 different dietary theories. And really what it comes down to is everybody has to find what foods work for their body.
And like, just looking at that, there are foods that you feel, you know, after you're done, you're so tired and bloated and you just don't feel good. And then there's foods that you eat and you feel so energetic.
And I think what's happened is people think that that's normal. You eat pizza and you feel terrible. Maybe that's not for everyone, but for some people. And they think, well, that's just normal. Well, maybe you have a sensitivity and to the dairy or the gluten that's in the pizza. And what happens is over time, it will really start to destroy your digestive tract. And once your digestive tract is compromised, it could lead to so many other health issues. So it's really the root of our health is having a really healthy digestive tract, good microflora, that's the good balance of bacteria. And with all of that gets compromised through processed foods, sugar, and eating foods that we're sensitive to. Those are the three big things: sugar, processed foods, and any food that our particular body is sensitive to. You know, I have done my food sensitivity test, and I'm fine with eggs. I love them, but my kid can't eat them.
Oh, really?
Because everybody's different.
And do you have a sensitivity to anything?
I do, dairy.
Oh, so you're dairy.
So dairy, and actually gluten for me.
And gluten, too.
Gluten, yeah.
How do you go about doing a sensitivity test?
It's an IgG test. There's an IG... There's another test out there. Most people don't need it. If you have a peanut allergy or a shrimp allergy, you usually know it right away. You don't necessarily need a test. But an IgG test, I go through a naturopath, and it's an easy in-home test. You prick your finger, and you send it off to the lab, and it tests for 99 different food sensitivities. So it is a blood test, but you can do it in your home. And I'm not an MD, so I do it under the naturopath.
You know that the girl Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
Remember
mm-hmm.
her? She's on The View. Yeah. And the way she found out she was allergic was she was on Survivor. When she did Survivor for like 90 days, a lot of food was eliminated from her diet, and she was eating a lot of fish and a lot of fruits and vegetables just by accident. End of the show, she felt good, and she said, "What's going on?" And by eliminating the stuff, she realized what she, and she was, she's a gluten. She's got celiac.
So, and a lot
that of elimination sometimes, so if you might think, the poor man's way to do it, if you might think you're allergic to dairy, eliminate it for about a month and then reintroduce it.
And I'm so glad you brought that up.
I was just going to say.
Because that leads right into, I run quarterly group programs. It's an, actually, it's a detox, a 15-day detox. And within that time period, we remove all of the foods that people are normally sensitive to, dairy, wheat, gluten, eggs, soy, those five things. And I provide menus and recipe and tools. You get involved in a Facebook forum, daily emails from me. We have launch calls. Where you can, you know, be right on the phone with me and get your questions answered. So you're really supported during those 15 days. But that's what we do. We eliminate, part of it is eliminating all of those things, and then slowly you reintroduce the, a few things, one at a time, though, because then you can pay attention. And ideally, it would be, as you say, longer than the 15 days or the 7 day, which is the portion we do the elimination. But it does give, start to give people insight. Even that short period of time, as they bring things back in, they just realize during that time the kind of energy, they lose their food cravings, their sugar cravings. It's really amazing.
It is really amazing, the different things that we do. Now, can you have you noticed that people would lose weight?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They'll lose 5-10 pounds, and it's mostly toxicity. So you think that you're losing water weight, but you're losing, the water is trying to keep you safe from all those toxins. So you start to lose the toxicity because you're being pumped. And when you're doing a detox, you want to drink lots and lots of water too, but you lose toxicity. The normal is between 3 and 6 pounds, but I've had people lose up to 9 pounds in 15 days or even 11 days.
Wow. Now, you know, so many people start, you know, doing the diets, you know, right after the first of the year, right? Everybody does that. And, you know, but what if you maintained your, you know, like kind of what we're talking about, eating really healthy, and, you know, we're in the holidays, right? But it, you know, you go to all these parties, you eat things, but if you could have like so many good days and one day you kind of, you know, I heard a lot of people doing that where they go off one day, but then the most, you know, most of the time they're on their regimen.
Right, right. So what I try to do as a health coach is to work with my clients so that they learn how to eat these foods that Daisy and Christine are talking about, right? To really bring in whole foods back into our life, real food, not packaged food, you know, eliminating sugar. And it's a process. I mean, and the idea is it's not about dieting. It's about just learning how to eat whole foods again. And that if you have a cracker or you have some bread or you have something that you don't consider is in your whole food program, it's just one meal. It's just one meal. So get up on your next meal and choose differently on that one, a food that makes you feel better. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a grazer, and I found that out when I was trying to lose weight. And I find myself, after I tossed out all my snacks, I find myself, I keep walking to the cabinet, looking at it, staring, trying to make something appear. I'll go to the freezer. I'll go to the refrigerator. I'm looking for
right,
you know, so
right.
I realize that I'm an addict. What is there for me? Is there help for me? Is
yes.
there some sort of diet that I can eat that'll get me off the sugar cravings, get me off the carbohydrates, and help me with the caffeine? Because now I'm trying to make my way to decaf because I'm up to 5 cups of coffee a day.
Okay. So, yeah, there's a few things going on. Cheryl, I would love to work with you. First of all, the cravings, and then we'll get to the caffeine and that. But with the cravings, there's a few things. First of all, when you feel that you are getting up to go get something to eat, a few strategies you can use. One, drink a glass of water. Just drink a tall glass of water. If you need to put some lemon flavor, you know, slice some cucumber, do something. Hydrate, because sometimes mild dehydration is actually hunger in disguise. Hunger is actually mild dehydration in disguise, if you will.
Okay.
So drink a large glass of water and then pause. you know, wait for a little bit and see if there's really some hunger there. Now, I know you're
doing... See if you're still hungry or not, right?
No, yeah. See if it's actually hunger. Another thing is have some pre-planning, be prepared.
I think that's the biggest
right,
thing.
Right, and have these vegetables here pre-chopped. You have them even in your little baggies ready to go. And if you're going to cut up an apple, have some almond butter, a great protein, some almond butter, some nut butter, and it is such a sweet treat. It really, it's something whole, it's a protein, so it's going to help stabilize your blood sugar when you have it in combination with your apple. But it's having the healthful treats available to you and prepared. And then I also, another thing I work with my clients on is some journaling. So sometimes it's when we get hungry and we start looking through the cupboard, sometimes it's something else. It's not really food that we're craving. Mm. Maybe there's an imbalance in our life.
We don't ever have stuff like that.
I know, it happens. But, maybe we are not satisfied in a job or in a relationship or even with how we're putting out our purpose, how we're living, connection. So doing some journaling about your feelings is
Well, I think that's really interesting because I'm sure all of us here, right, when you're having like a really good day and you're really busy, are you ever hungry?
That's so true.
No. That is right. Absolutely.
So yeah, but then when you have that lull maybe, you get a phone call or you're just kind of not feeling balanced, right?
Right. Or you're stressed.
Yeah, or stress.
Move, move the cabinet.
You're all of a sudden, okay, what can I eat? Or, I'm tired. So it's like, how do we keep ourselves up? And yet at the same time, we're all looking for that balance.
Right. How do I get that energy without the sugar?
Well, and another thing then, so we'll go to your energy and the coffee. I could do a whole hour with you guys on the whole coffee thing. But
Let's talk about coffee. How does that hurt you and steal from all of your nutrients, right?
Well, that and what coffee is doing is it's actually creating stress in your body. It's raising your cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and it does several things. It dehydrates you. So for every cup of coffee you drink, you should have another 2 glasses of water. Okay, so you need to be, it's dehydrating you, so you need to be drinking more water. It's raising your cortisol, so it's when you're stressed, you have more blood sugar being pumped through, so it's not good for you, and because you're being pumped with that caffeine, you may have a problem sleeping at night.
Yes.
Yeah. So, because it stays in your system for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, really, as you continue on your journey of eating more healthfully, which is what you're doing now, it sounds like, and pumping yourself full of more of the water, hydrating, eating more healthfully, maybe you could start to pull back just a little bit. Don't go cold turkey. I never recommend anybody to go cold turkey.
Thank you
said
you.
Five.
It doesn't work for me.
Yeah, 5 cups of coffee a day. Yeah. You can't go from 5 to 0. You go from 5 to 4.5. And then, a week later or whatever, 2 weeks, go to 4. Make it a process until you get to the point. I still enjoy a cup of coffee every morning.
Me too.
I just do.
I do too.
And then once in a great while, I may have an afternoon cup. But most of the time, if I feel like
what
it,
do you
green
have?
Tea.
What did you put? Oh, green tea.
Green tea.
So that's what you replace it with?
Yeah, that's me. Or herbal tea. Sometimes I don't even want any caffeine. I'm fine with herbal tea. I don't, really need it. I just really enjoy it. I think I need it in the morning a little bit, but I really enjoy it. But yes, so don't go cold turkey.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daisy, can you leave us with a couple recipes because Francis, it seems like that you have really turned your whole household around, which I applaud you, because so many of us moms, my husband works all day and then comes home and says, what's for dinner, And I try, now I got rid of kind of what you said. We used to be the meat and potato. I don't do that anymore. I do maybe a little piece of meat or a little piece of chicken or a little piece of fish. And then I do lots of vegetables.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
wonderful.
Could you leave us, go ahead.
Before I want to make sure there's time for that, but real quick, Core Elements Wellness is my website. So CoreElementsWellness.com. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And if you pop onto my website or my Facebook page, which is also Core Elements Wellness, you can like me. And I'm running a giveaway right now, and I'm giving away a NutriBullet.
Right. So we'll post that on my Facebook.
Okay. Good.
So, yeah.
Okay. Good.
But what I would love to see if we could leave everybody with a really good healthy recipe that is your specialty.
Okay. What I'm going to do, because to give out an entire recipe.
Just something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I will, you know, visit Deerdorf Farms and their website. And they have some phenomenal recipes that are on there that have things. You can go to our website, which is seasonscateringca.com, and look in our past blogs. And we do seasonal recipes on there, too. Something that's really easy. Take your roasted vegetables, whatever your vegetables are that are in season. Right now, you're getting your fennel, you're getting turnips, you're getting carrots, you're getting all of those things. Again, Southern California, in this area, you really can find lots of beautiful produce. And either throw it all together and roast it in a pan, which takes you 20 minutes, and then toss it with some brown rice or pasta. And that in itself is such a hearty, filling meal. If you feel like you need another protein to go with that, then like you said, take a simple piece of fish and grill it, or put that in the oven for the last 5 minutes. But to me, that's it. One of my kids' favorite meals, I just saute carrots, onions. The other night we had eggplant. There was eggplant in it. Whatever vegetables,
and do you just use olive oil?
I just use olive oil and garlic, salt and pepper,
and very simple.
Just saute that down until the vegetables are nice and soft, and
perfect.
And then toss it with whatever you want, but that's really easy.
Okay, well, great.
Thank
Tell
you.
Us how to get in touch with you.
So you can visit us at our website, which is www.seasonscateringca.com. And if you have any questions, you can email me, and I'm Daisy, just like the flower, at seasonscateringca.com.
All right, Christine, thank you so much again
yeah,
for being on
Kim.
Our show. Where does everybody get their box?
Yeah, go to deerdorffamilyfarms.com/FP, and you can read all about Fresh Picks there.
Okay, and again, where do we find you?
At coreelementswellness.com.
All right, well, thank you so much, all of
you.
I think this has been really fun. It's been healthy, and it's been informative. Again, I want to thank you for being a part of our show here on the Kim Pagano Show. If you missed any part of our show, you can listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or Facebook, and like us. We got lots of stuff that we're giving away. We are the brighter side of the 805, and I want to end our show here with a moment of happiness. A loser visualizes the penalties of a failure, and winners visualize the rewards of success. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much, ladies. Spence, thank you. And we will talk to you next week. Have a really great week.